From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hawaii Governor David Ige says the false missile alert that panicked islanders on Saturday morning was totally unacceptable.
Today is a day that most of us will never forget. A day when many in our community thought that our worst nightmares might actually be happening. A day when many frantically tried to think about the things that they would do if a ballistic missile launch would happen.
The administrator of Hawaii's Emergency Management Administration, Vern Miyagi, told reporters one person was responsible for the erroneous message. Hawaiians described panic when they got the emergency alert Saturday on television, radio, email, as well as by mobile devices. Donna McGarity lives on the island of Oahu, and she spoke with VOA.
I've never had anything like this happen, where it could be imminent within, you know, just a couple of minutes, we could all be dead. You know, we could all have been blown up at that point.
Just a few weeks ago, Hawaii reinstated its Cold War-era alarm sirens amid growing fears of nuclear aggression by North Korea. South Korea suggested the formation of a combined women's hockey team with North Korea to compete at the Winter Olympics in South Korea next month, potential landmark development in relations between the bitter rivals. Proposal was made last week when delegations from both countries held talks at the border village of Panmunjom. Neighboring countries expected to have further discussions on Monday, agreeing to hold working-level discussions in Panmunjom. This is VOA News. Tunisia plans to increase aid for poorer families by about $70.3 million after nearly a week of protest over austerity measures. Anger has been growing since price hikes were introduced by the government earlier this month. Surveyed by three leading agencies, the UN Refugee Agency, the UN Children's Fund, and the United Nations World Food Program, finds more than three-quarters of the more than 1 million Syrian refugees in Lebanon are living below the poverty line. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
It says almost 9 out of every 10 refugees end up in debt. UN Refugee Agency spokesman William Spindler says that makes refugees vulnerable.
Obtaining legal residency continues to be a challenge, leaving refugees exposed to an increased risk of arrest, hindering their ability to register their marriages, and making it more difficult for them to find daily labor, send their children to school, or access health care.
Spindler tells VOA the precarious situation facing Syrian refugees is pushing them into adopting negative coping mechanisms such as early marriage and child labor.
That is Lisa Schlein reporting from the UN in Geneva. Pakistan has announced as irresponsible remarks by rival India's army chief, in which he vowed to expose Pakistan's nuclear bogey in the event of a war between the two rival countries. Reactions to President Trump's use of a vulgar slur explains his opposition to Salvadoran, Haitian, and African migration to the U.S. Well, that reaction is continuing to circulate. We get more now from VOA's Ramon Taylor.
Haitians, Salvadorans, the African continent, and the international community in general are outraged following the U.S. president's remarks behind closed doors, categorizing their countries as dirty and impoverished, but using a much stronger word. The U.S. president was discussing immigration reform with lawmakers when the conversation got ugly. He was unhappy with a bipartisan immigration deal. The president attempted to seize control over the narrative on Twitter, suggesting he never used a derogatory word, this despite multiple claims that he did. Across the African continent, comments on how to handle Trump's view ranged considerably, from insulted to dismissive. El Salvador, another country directed by the president's remarks, is still reeling from the administration's decision this week to end protections for more than 260,000 undocumented residents living and working in the U.S. Its foreign minister, Hugo Martinez, responded to Trump with a formal letter of protest and took to Twitter to highlight his country's extensive contributions to the U.S. over many years. Ramon Taylor, VOA News.
Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.